As you sip your morning coffee today, ask yourself, how far would you go to get your cup of joe? The subject of acclaimed writer Dave Eggers' latest book, The Monk of Mocha, took a dangerous trip to war-torn Yemen to get his. Eggers and the book's subject, Mokhtar Al-Khanshali, were meant to be in Minneapolis to talk about the book, but the cold did what Al-Qaeda could not, and they've postponed. However, let's fire up the coffee pot to tell their story. For coffee fans, there's a true pleasure in the brewing, pouring, and drinking of a good cup of coffee. It's a pleasure Mokhtar Al-Khanshali only came to relatively recently.
This might sound strange, but I really didn't drink much coffee growing up.
He's a Yemeni-American who grew up in San Francisco, smart and self-assured. He was a doorman at a high-end building. As people came and went, he talked to them. He learned that specialty coffee was becoming a big thing. He also learned that his native Yemen, in the Arabian Peninsula, was home to some very important, if disputed, coffee history.
There is a difference of opinion, you know, because I know you guys probably have a lot of Ethiopian listeners out there in Minnesota.
The dispute is over who discovered coffee. Ever the diplomat, Al-Khanshali sees merit in the claims of both countries.
I'm probably the only Yemeni who thinks coffee began in Ethiopia as like a plant, a national indigenous plant. But they didn't drink coffee. They would chew on the berries with sometimes animal fat. The first people to consume coffee, though, to drink this wonderful drink that will change your life, were actually Sufi monks, Muslim monks who lived in Yemen.
The monks believed God gave them the gift of coffee to help them reach a higher state of consciousness. It was in Yemen that coffee was first commercially produced, and the port of Mocha began shipping the precious beans to the larger world. But that was centuries ago, and while the drink became a global favorite, Yemeni coffee fell by the wayside, which gave Al-Khanshali his big idea. He should import Yemeni coffee for the U.S. specialty market. There were some obstacles. He knew nothing about the coffee business. He didn't know if there was actually any quality coffee being grown in Yemen. Finally, Yemen was on the brink of war. But Al-Khanshali was determined.
I believe in the old American proverb that says, sometimes you gotta fake it until you make it. In many ways, that was my story.
First, he learned coffee. He became what's called a Q grader,
which is sort of like a coffee sommelier. It's a 22-part exam. One exam, I had to memorize 36 different smells for coffee.
Then he learned the coffee business. Finally, he traveled to Yemen to look for the coffee itself. It's a hair-raising tale involving journeys through dangerous country. He was kidnapped by extremists and bombed by the Air Force from neighboring Saudi Arabia. But through it all, Dave Eggers says, as a millennial, Al-Khanshali was a constant presence on social media.
He was posting on Facebook and WhatsApp, you know, throughout the nights that he was living through bombing in Sana'a. And he was posting even while he was escaping across the Red Sea, taking selfies.
And ultimately, Eggers says, Al-Khanshali succeeded.
He brought an extraordinarily high quality of coffee to the world market from a place that had been all but forgotten.
When they do make it to Minneapolis, Eggers says they'll talk, show some of Al-Khanshali's videos, and brew some Yemeni coffee. Al-Khanshali has been delighted by hearing how the book has inspired other immigrants.
A girl from Afghanistan who wants to start a pomegranate company. Someone from Senegal who wants to start a tea company, this like special Senegalese tea. Someone else who wants to do something with chocolate in Mexico.
He says, if nothing else, he hopes people will learn from the Monk of Mocha how many people are involved in the production of that cup of coffee they enjoy. Tickets for tonight's postponed event will still be valid for when it's rescheduled, but holders can also get a refund. Covering the arts, I'm Ewan Kerr, NPR News.